ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Eruchin is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Siegel, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Aryeh Chanoch Ben Reisel, and Malka Kreindl Bas Reisel.
We're learning Maseches Eruchin, we're up to Daf Chavav. We're going to start from the Mishnah at the end of Daf Chafei Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, Higia Yeva V'loi Nigala. Let's say someone's Makdish Estei Achuza, where the din is that they could be Makdish it with Zerech Chayim Esarim Echamishim Shekel Kesef, 50 Shekel Kesef for a base kur. And that's in the first year of Yevil, and it goes down, Alpi, how many years went by, a Selim Pundayin each year, like the Gemara said earlier. Let's say nobody was Goylet, that we learned if the Bailim or a son are Goylet, so they get it when it comes Yevil. If someone else is Goylet, then the Kanim get it when it becomes Yevil. Let's say nobody's goyelit. Hakanim nechnasin l'seicha. The kanim get it. V'naisin es damea, but they have to pay for it. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon ayim nechnasin v'loi naisinim. Rabbi Shimon says that they come in, but they don't have to give the money. And the Gemara brings as far as the machlekes from the pasuk. Do you learn it out from Makdish Beisai, whether you do have to give money, or do you learn it out from Kivset Tzeres? You don't have to give money, like the Gemara says. So first, there is a shmuz. How much money do you have to give? Rashi on the Gemara says, "Eloi nigla yov kahanim demei chamishim shekel v'shaklula." That the kahanim give 50 shekel, and that's what it also says in the Rava Mishnayis and the Kesef Mishnah. And the Rambam says, "Matzasi kosev," that they give 50 shekel. A little shver why says matzasi kosev when it's Rashi, but that's what the Kesef Mishnah says. But the Mishnah Lamelech. So a little bit later there, in Perek Dal, Halacha Chavav, he says it's a little shrei the Kesef Mishnah, and a bissel shrei the Rashi, where did they get that you have to pay Chamishim Shekel? Chamishim Shekel was a din given for the Bailam that wants to be Goyel the Sodom before Yevil. Me'echet Hesa, there's to have that din on the Kahanim that are paying for the Sodom after it becomes Yevil. And it sounds like, okay, the Yehuda learns it out from Makdish Bayis. By Makdish Bayis, you pay the worth of the house. So me'echet heisa the din is chamishim shekel. Mistamen the din is a shavis in the field. He's also medayik that way in the Rambam, and the zevach teida is medayik that way in the Pirush Mishnayis. The Rambam a little bit more medayik. And the Rambam just says nice in the mel. You have to give its money. He doesn't say chamishim shekel kasef. Vices the Rambam holds that you give the shavis of the field. By me, I was bothered a little bit more. The mefarshim don't ask this kasha that the din of chamishim shekel kasef wasn't said about the field when you have a loyalam. The Chamishim Shekel Kesef was said for the 50 years till Yevil, and each year there's a Giroyin. It's kind of the rent for the field for 50 years, a Selim Pandayin for the base kur each year. Me'echet Heisa B'chol, you have that number by Estei Achuza. Now the Kahanim are going to get it as Estei Achuza, going to get it forever. Me'echet Heisa Chamishim Shekel Kesef. Al-Kabonim, it's a machloikis. Rashi, the Rav, and the Kesef Mishnah say, Chamishim Shekel Kesef, with the Mishnah Lamelech, and the Chavetz Chaim, and Zevach Teid, is Medayif, and the Rambam, that no, it's a Shavius of the field. See, the Mishnah Lamelech brings a Rayam, he says, if you're going to say it's Chamishim Shekel Kesef, it's Erech HaMaseirim, what if it's worth much less? So the Kanam Avad, they're not going to pay for it. They're not Mechuyiv to pay for it. They're not Mechuyiv to buy it. What's Mechayiv them to buy it? It's a chayes chus for them. If it's worth much less than zerech hamaserim b'chamishim shekel kesef, so why would they buy it? How would that work b'chlal? The Chavetz Chaim also was aiming on this, but he didn't think that alone was such a raya, because maybe in a chanami, maybe in that case, so that's it. No one buys it. Mishnah Melech held there was a mistabro. I mean, well, Hegdish should sell it, right? What else are they going to do with it? But the Chavetz Chaim brings a raya like this, that the Gemara here in Daf Chavavim and Aleph, the Gemara brings a brisa that says, it says, lo yigol oid, if you're not goyled by Yevil, you're not goyled again. And the brisa says, yach aloite negeles, shetil afun of kistei mikne, tam lema oid, b'kumesha hayse negeles, av negeles shetil afun of kistei mikne. You would think you can't be paid it, that will have it at least like a stay mikne till Yevil. No. He could be paid it that it could be like a stay mikne till Yevil. He just can't be paid it that it'll be like his forever. That'll just get it back and it'll be a stay achuza forever. So the Gemara says it can't be talking about the first Yevil, because there we could be paided. It could be paided and make it a stay achuz. The Elamai means after Yevil, which the Gemara calls the second Yevil. So if it's a second Yevil, who is it going on? If it's going like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, it goes to the Kahanim. Elamai goes like Rabbi Eliezer. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Kahanim don't get it. They just call it a Sadeh Ritushin, and then people could still be paided by the second Yevil. So, for the Chavetz Chaim, maybe it's going like Yehuda. And according to Yehuda, the Pshat is the Kahanim get it, true. But we're talking about a field that's worth much less than a Zerah Chaim, a Sarim, a Chamishim Shekel Kesef. So no Kain in his right mind wanted to buy the field. So the field remained to Hektish. So now, the Gemara is saying that now Hektish could be, he could be paid to the field, there'll be a Stei Mikna now. There once again be a din in this field that anyone could be paid it with this thing of Zerah Chaim Asarim Mechamishim Shekel Kesef. Anyone could be paid it and keep it till the Yevil. So now if the Baalim want to get it, the Baalim couldn't get it. It'll be a Stei Mikna till the next Yevil. You see from the Gemara that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's never shaykh to have the field still be by Hektish after the first Yevil. Why? Because the Gemara says, because we'll go to the Kahanim. If you're going to say they're going to have to pay Chamishim, Zerah Chaim, Misarim, Chamishim, Shekel, Kesef, so it is Shaykh. It is Shaykh that Hektish will still have the field after the first Yevil. If the Kahanim didn't want to pay. Elamai Zag the Chavetz Chaim Vaisis, you have to pay only the right price. And that Vaisis the Chavetz Chaim is coming on. You can't say the Kahanim won't want to pay the right price. Why wouldn't they want to pay the right price? Who wouldn't want to field the Stei Achuza? Kahanim will have a Stei Achuza. Who wouldn't want to Stei Achuza if you're getting it for the right price? I mean, you make an auction, you'll have the shishim yayim, like the Gemara says, whatever price they want to pay, that's the price. So that's the Gemara's kasha, so it wouldn't be negaya to beguile it again, because the Kahanim will get it for the right price. But if they would have to pay Zerah Chaim, Misarim, Chamisha Kesef, it wouldn't be negaya if they wouldn't want to pay that price. Chari Feiner Raya, but I saw in the Eila Shleimai, he clears a Shiloh. He says, he clears on his own. Let's say the Kahanim don't want to pay. Let's say nobody wants to pay. He says, Mustamin not Mechuyev to pay. Nobody wants the field. Nobody wants to pay for it. He says, what does Hektish do? Does Hektish start again? And now anyone can beguile this field till the next Yevil? Is that the din according to Yehuda? He says, not the other Shleim have a right from the Gemara not. Because the Gemara says, Ilema, Yevil Sheni, Elamai according to Yehuda of Shimon, Yevil Sheni goes to Kahanim. In fact, the other Shleim, what was the Gemara's kasha? Maybe the Kahanim didn't want to pay for it. Elamai, Zok Deil Shleiman, is no such thing as the Hektish being selling the field again to the next Yevil, according to Rabbi Shimon, only according to Blazer. That's state in the Gemara. So the Deil Shleiman holds it is Shaykh Metzias that the Kahanim won't want to buy the field, and still the Gemara is saying that it can't be that we're talking about after Yevil, according to Rabbi Shimon, because the Hektish is not authorized to be paid to the field again. But what's the pshat in the Eila Shleimai? He knows, why shouldn't Hektish, if the Kahanim don't want it, why shouldn't Hektish be able to sell it to someone else? So I would think the beer is like this. You see, the emphasis we have there's a machlekes. What's the site of the pinyon according to Rabbi Yehuda? It's of this paneach, it's here in El Chaserich in Bagdad, Alocha Yates. He says, in the middle of the shtickel, he says that the emphasis it's Eis Hektish. That's what he holds. When it comes Yevil, it's Eis Hektish, because the field was only one makdish the field until Yevil. The whole Chal Eis Hektish be'etzim is until Yevil. So why did the Kahanim have to pay according to Yehuda? He says, not to mafkiya the Hektish. Be'etzim is no din me'ila. Anyone who is nenef in the field is no din me'ila b'chlal. The Hektish is gone. The reason why the Kahanim have to pay is because they have to pay. Because Altsamamun is the gedin. Because they can't take the field without paying. It's not theirs. When they have to pay Hektish, Parsh Altsamamun is. But Altsakadushas Hektish, that doesn't exist. That's Taina de Ragachava. But the Brisker Rav Taina Svaket. The Brisker Rav says that Adarabba, the Mamunis belongs to the Kahanim, because Saman is Kuna. The din is that Saman is Kuna. So Mela, someone who's Makdish is there, who's it wasn't Gaila till Yevil. The Mamunis belongs mamish to the Kahanim. That's Rabbi Shimon says they get it for free. Rabbi Yehuda that says they have to give opinion, that's only Al Sechalis Kedush, it's only Al Si Isser. They're arguing in a katzah by katzah. The Ragat Shavah holds there is no isur. They have to give the moment, pashat al tzimamanis. And the Brisker Rav is saying, no, al tzimaman it's theirs. It's a matnas kuna. They have to give the money, al tzafkasa isur. That misses the Rambam. He's medayik that way in the Rambam. The Rambam says that the reason why I have to give the money is shein hekta sheitzib loy pidyon. The Rambam berg dav alocha yates. And that lashon mem is the lashon of the teres kainim. Forget, it's mashma, and ganzen not like the Rogachava. The Rogachava is saying they have to pay the money because it's not there. It's nothing with ain't hektish yetzibul opinion. Why do they have to say ain't hektish yetzibul opinion? The mashma is the Rambam, and it's really the Teyus Kainim, is that forget. The moment this is a ganzen there, it belongs to the Kahanim. But you have a problem. You have a problem that you need a chalos pidyon, pashat yamafkir the yisr. That's why Shtel Zitzu, we had earlier in Afchav Gimel, the case of a Makdish Sadan, he has it in a Chayiv of a Isha, a Baal Chayiv, Yemaisiv Dina, Paidin, a Chasim, all he learns in the Rambam, and the Pshat is at the Shibud, it's still Meshubud, Mitzadim Mamen, it belongs to the Isha, to the Baal Chayiv. Navas, the reason why I have to be paid is because of the Yisr. Lamaisi have the Yisr, the Rambam holds Hektish, Mefkim, the Shibud, even Kedushas Daman. Rashi holds opinion, Shalayimu Hektish Eitzibla opinion. It's only Xerid there Rabbanim, but the Ramos are din there Isa. Even Kedusha's dumb as Mefkim and they Shibut. But the Pshat is, it's yours in Mamanis, and you have to be Maisa Fadinar, Kedai, to Mefkim the Yisr. Say also, it's a Mamanis Kun, it belongs to the Kainim. The Mamanis belongs to the Kainim, but there's still an Isr, and the Isr needs Pidyon. See, the Ragachava brings a Raya, and the Chayavait, it's a Raya Lister. The Ragashav brings a Raya because you see that if someone else has paid it, then the Kainim don't have to pay. The whole Machlaikis of Yunir of Shimon is if nobody's paid it. If someone else has paid it, then Avadi don't have to pay. It's a Shem Mefurish in Rashi on the Gemara from Makdish Bayis, it's Mashma that way in the Rambam. So he says, you see that the Hektish is only till Yavim. You just have to pay for it. So that's why if someone else was Gael, it's he paid for it. So Mel Hektish was paid up. So Mel, that's why they don't have to pay. But the Charetz Mamash Vakert, because they didn't pay for the field what the Kahanim are paying. Say if you hold that it's Chamishim Shekel Kesef, like Rashi. Or say if you hold, like the Mashmoyis to the Rambam, that it's a Shavis to the field. But that's not how much the person who was paid did paid for it. The person who was paid for it paid Begirayin. He only paid a Selah Pendayin Lashana. If he was paid it 2 years before Yevil, so he only paid 2 slum and 2 pedyanis. He didn't pay 50 slum. And he didn't pay the shavius. So he didn't pay for it. Then he said it's like this. The etz and the moment is of hektish, they don't have it past Yevil. That's mitzad the moment. The moment is only till Yevil. So Mel, they could sell it until Yevil, and the price is Zerichai Messiah Mechamishim Shekel Kesef for the 50 years. A selim pedyan for each year. That's what they could sell. That's what hektish owns. Now you also have to mefkir the kedusha, so that's xeris akasev. That when Hektish sells it until Yevil, and someone's goyel it, so mela that geula that chalais pidyon is mefkir the kedusha. So mela the kanim get it; they don't have to pay for it because it's a matnas kun; it's their mamnas, and the kedusha was already mefkir yidei the lekeach. Now if nobody bought it, so kumtais is still kadosh. Ain't Hektish yetsim dei pidyon. You need the money to mefkir the kedusha. To mafkir the kedusha, you need a chalais pidyon. So if it was before Yevil, you could get away with the chalais pidyon. The Torah's chalais pidyon was to be paid until Yevil. I'll pay the shanim till Yevil. The zerichay masar mechamish mshakel kesef for all 50 years. Sell it for dayin l'shana. But if no one was goyelit, so now we need a chalais pidyon. A chalais pidyon be'etzim is a pidyon b'shavyoy. So that's a machlokes. Is the pidyon? Is the shavius of a stay achuzah be'etzim azerichah m'sarim chamishim shekel kesef? Is that the shavius, or is the shavius no the shavius of the field? But you need a chalais pidyon. The chalais pidyon has to be b'shavyoy. That's the pshat according to the Brisker Rav, and that's mistaber. Now you're gonna have to say, and the Brisker Rav reads ice. Lefi say you would be able to say that hekta shava mana shava shava pruta, but the evid is mechul. Because any time you're doing a chalais chil where you're not taking the mamanus away from hektish, because the mamanus belongs to the kanim, but the evidence works al shavah pruta. But you have to say lechatchila, the hilchas chil has to go with the hilchas chil of b'shavius, either the shavius of the field Or lefi Rashi, chamishim shekel zerichayim esayim chamishim shekel kesef. So lefi kol anal, I think we could answer the Mishnah Lamelis kasha and the Zevach Taidus kasha. Azay dachsech. The Mishnah Lamelis kasha is, how could you say the price is chamish zerichayim esayim chamishim shekel kesef? What if it's not worth so much and the kanim wouldn't want to pay it? So now you just have to say lefi Rashi. That's exeris kasef. That's the price. If the kanim don't want to pay it, so for falun. They won't pay it, so they won't get it. It will still be hektish. It will still have kedusha. Itaka belongs to the kahanim, but there's a price for the chil and zehu. Maybe the roiv mekaymes, since the price of chamishim zerachayim esarim chamishim shekel kesef is only for 50 years, and the kahanim are going to get it for achuz asaylam. So maybe the roiv pamim, the sada will be worth more. The sada getting it as a sada achuzah will be worth more. But in the mikra that it's not worth more, so for falun. It's a din mitzad the din isser, not mitzad the din mammon. The din isser is you need a pidyon, and the pidyon the Torah said for stei achuzah is zerichay maser mechushal kesef and zehu. Now the zevach teid is asking, okay, enechinami. So you can have such a case, and the kanim won't be paid it, and hektish will still have it. So why does the Gemara assume that it can never be a case where the Balaam can get it out to stei mikna be'evel sheni according to Behuda? Because the kanim already have it, maybe hachav ma'eskinon. That the sada wasn't worth so much, and the male, the kanim didn't bother, weren't bothered paying it. They didn't bother being paid it. Hazagi Chateris is like the Eilu Shleima. The Eilu Shleima is saying is even if the kanim weren't paid it, but Hektish can't sell it to anyone else. Hektish can't allow anyone else to be paid it. Why? Like the Gemara says, because it belongs to the kahanim. It doesn't belong to Hektish anymore. It belongs to Hektish only till Yaifel. Now it belongs to the kahanim. Now there's a dinisir. Like the risk you ever saying, there's a dinisir. You have to pay them inside the dinisir. Inside the kedusha. Like the Rambam's lush. And it hecked the shades of the opinion. But if the kahanim aren't paid, that it still belongs to them, they just can't use it because it still has the isir. So if I think there's no mitzias that bezin now could, the hektish now could go and sell it for a stay mikna to someone until the next yevil. There's no such mitzvah, it doesn't belong to them. According to Abelazer, it belongs to Hektish. Unless someone's goyle from Hektish, it still belongs to Hektish. It belongs completely to Hektish. No one's goyle the first yevil, it's right a second yevil. But it won't become matnes kuna until someone's goyle it, and then it becomes matnes kuna. According to Abelazer, it doesn't belong to Hektish. That they have to give money is I'll say Hektish, I'll say Pidyon, I'll say Yisr. So male is no such thing as anyone else being paid it. It doesn't belong to them. It belongs to the kanim. That's mamash lost in the Gemara. It belongs to the kanim. Even if they're not paid it. Even if they don't give the money. It belongs to the kanim. It happens to be theirs. Hektish is not authorized to sell it anymore. As I verstehe the sugya. And now let's go to the next Mishnah. I want to discuss Becholius. Based on the sugya of the next Mishnah, the Mishnah Chavavim and Beis, the difference between a stei achuza and a stei mikna. The pasuk at the end of Bechukaisa says, if someone's makdish is stei achuza, so then the halacha is that it could be paid it, zera chayim asarim mechamishim shekel kesef. That's the price of the pinyon that was made for stei achuza. And each year there's a giroin of a seller upundayin each year. And someone else could be paid it, but if no one's paid it, or even if someone else has paid it, but the Balaam is not paid it or his son, so then, by evil, the field goes to the Kahanim. If the Balaam or his son have paid it, then the field goes back to the original owner. And you have stay mikna, that's what the pasuk says. If let's say someone buys a field and is makdish it, so then you could be paid it, and anyone could be paid it, but when it comes yevil, it goes back to the original owner. The Gemara and Daf Chav Vav Min Aleph discusses Lasher Kanoi Meitai and Lasher Lo Yechuzes Aretz. Why does it say both? If it would just say Lasher Kanoi Meitai, you think it goes back to the Gizbar. If it would say Lasher Lo Yechuzes Aretz, you would think that if, let's say, a Kohen received the field and then sold it, and the kaina was makdashit, that maybe goes back to the original Balaam. Kamash will know, it goes back to the kain. But lemaisa, the field by estay mikna ends up going back to the original Balaam. Also, the din pinyon we had earlier on the Gemara Daf Yadalit, the din pinyon according to the Rabbanan is not zerachayim esayim mechamishim shakal kesef, The din pinyan is b'shavya. We had the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer that says that it's Zerah Chai Masayim B'chamishim Shekel Kesef. So these are the two chilukim. One chiluk is that a stay achuza yipayda with the Zerah Chai Masayim B'chamishim Shekel Kesef and a stay mikni yipayda b'shavya. And the second chiluk is what happens when Yaivu comes. By a stay achuza, if the Bailam or a son were paid it, they keep it. But if they were not paid it, or if someone else has paid it, it goes to the Kahanim. And by stay mikna, either way, it goes back to the Bailam. Now the Mishnah says that the reason why it's that way is a stay mikna's any yotzel kainim be'evil, it says, she'enon a makdish dover she'enon shaloi. The reason why the stay mikna doesn't go to the Kahanim is because a person can't be makdish something which is not his. So the Gemara, the Mishnah L'chari is saying a logical reason, why is it that a stay achuza goes to the Kahanim be'evil, and a stay mikna doesn't. The stay mikna goes back to the original owner. And the reason is like this. A stay achuza, it belongs to Mlailam. See, be'etzim can be makdish at Mlailam. So there there's a gzeris akasav, if he's paid it, he gets it again. But if he's not paid it, so he was makdish at Mlailam, so remains hektish. And what does hektish do with it? That's a din of matnas kuna, that the hektish by a stay achuza gives it to the kahanim. Mashaykin stay mikna, the lekeach is makdish the field. We're talking about someone bought a field and is makdish it. Now, if he would not have been makdish it, when it comes yayvul, it goes back to the original owner. So kumdash, he never had a kinyan oilam in this field. He had only a kinyan until yayvul. So he can't be makdish more than he has. He only owns the field till yayvul. So he can't be makdish more than that. So since he can't be makdish more than he has, in a makdish dav shein a shaloi. So when it comes yayvul, there is no Hakdish anymore. It goes back to the original owner, just like if you would not have been Makdish it, that's where it would end up, back by the original owner. So who would then, when he's Makdish it, he can't be Makdish it for more than when he has it. And the Rambam also, when he brings the din of Stei Mikna, he says this tam, that the reason is, because ain't in a Makdish Dava Shein Nishaloi. So the Milchus Chinuch, in Mitzvah Shin and Hei, Klaus Shaila, what if you have a case of Stei Mikna where you won't have this problem of ain't in a Makdish Dava Shein Nishaloi? And his case is, he brings a case that the halacha is if someone sells a field to someone for 60 years, it doesn't go out b'yayvul. It's dafka when it's sold with smisus, it's sold forever, then it goes out b'yayvul. But if someone sells a field for 60 years, it's a gemara about metziya daf ayin tes, since he's not selling it with smisus, he's not selling it forever, he's selling it for a sheer zman, such a sale doesn't go out b'yayvul. So klai de minchas chinuch like this. Let's say somebody sells this, he's holding 10 years before Yevil, and he sells someone his field that it should be a sale for 60 years. So it's not going to go out in the next Yevil. The lekeach is able to keep it not only in the next Yevil 10 years from now, he could keep it all the way to the Yevil after that. He could keep it for 60 years. And the lekeach is makdish it. What happens when it comes the first Yevil 10 years later? What happens to the field? Does it go back to the original owner, or does it go to the Kahanim? Maybe it goes to the Kahanim, and now the Kahanim can have it for the next 50 years. Because if the old Tam of Stei Miknes ain't in a Makna Dava Shein Shaloi, so Kumtais, he can't be Makdash for more than Yevil. But this guy has it for more than that. This guy has it for 60 years. So he could have it all the way to the next Yevil. So maybe it comes Yevil. The only reason why it's not going to the Kahanim is because ain't in a Makdash Dava Shein Shaloi. But here, since he has it for 60 years, so now the Kahanim will get it till the next Yevil. As I quote him in Cheskinach. But he says no. He says, Ze'enai. It's Xerus Akasav Dafka by Stei Achuza, not by Stei Mikna. That's what the Pasuk says. A Stei Achuza goes to the Kahanim. A Stei Mikna goes back to the Bailam. Aye, the Mishnah says the time is because Einan Amakna Dov Hashem Ishalai. He says, that's Alpi Raiv. But really, even without that, the Kahanim have no schus in the Sod, only in a Stei Achuza. They don't have a schus in a stay mikna period. As I tiny the minchas chinuch. Now the shaila is, if that's true, so why are we saying this tam when even without the tam that's a din? So Rav Shach and Avi Ezri also speaks about it. It's in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph and Hilchos Erechin. And he says you could clear the shaila by another case. There's a sheet of Rabbi Meir, it's brought in Bechiris, on Dafnam Bezim and Bez, that Matana is not Chayza B'Yevil. Dafka Mechira, but Matana is not Chayza B'Yevil. So according to Rabbi Meir, let's say someone's Mekabala Matana, and he's Makdish it. So it's not a Stei Achuza, It's not a field that he arshed at all. It's not a stay achuza. But on the other hand, you don't have the time of Eden Amakdish Dava Shena Shaloi because it's not Chayzu B'Evel. This is his forever. And Lachar also, if Shach doesn't mention this case, but also the Rambam holds that Yerusha Sabal is the Rabbanan, but Lamaisi Yerusha Sabal is not Chayzu B'Evel because Chachom HaSechizuk Devein Kishal Teira and Yerusha Sabal is not Chayzu B'Evel. So also, let's say Isha has a Nechasim and she dies and her husband is Yerush. I don't think you could call this day achuza because midiraisa there's no such thing Yerusha. So even though midirabanan it's his and he gets to keep it forever, but I don't think you can call this day achuza. But still, you wouldn't have the time of Eden Amakdish Davashen Shaloi. So what's it in that case? The Milchus Chinuch will probably tell you that the pasuk says you need to stay achuza for it to go to Kanim. If it's the same mikna, it doesn't go to the Kanim. It goes back to him, the Yevil. But you don't have the time of Eden Amakdish Davashen Shaloi. So Rav Shach first says he has a big riot to the Minchas Chinuch. Because the Tayyus Kainim says, brings a pasuk, it says, Im istay miknasa yakdish ish lashem. Why say yakdish ish? What do you need ish for? Should say yakdish lashem. It's to be marba that even if he got a Yerusha, sorry, mistay chuzah, so yakdish ish lashem. But even if he got a Yerusha from his mother, not from his father, so you would think it's not a stay chuzah. Kamashma, then also has a din of stay achuza. Now, in that case, there be no din of Einan Amak Nadava Shena Shaloi, because he doesn't have to give it back to anyone B'Evil. He got this Yerusha from his mother. But still, you need the Pasuk to be marved, a special Reba telling you that it's a din of stay achuza. Right? So without that Pasuk, you'd have a din of stay miknam. Won't go to Kan and B'Evil. Go back to him B'Evil. So, Lachaya, the Pasuk's only telling you, it also has a din of stay achuza. But L'chaya, since you need a riboy, L'chaya, it's murchach that even when you don't have the din of Einan Amakdish Dava Shein Shaloi, but as long as it's not a stay achuza, it wouldn't have a din that it goes to Kanan B'Evel. So that's a raya to the Milchus Chinuch. And he says, B'Emesu, we have a raya from the Gemara. Because the Gemara here, after the Mishnah and Afcha Vavim Abeis, we have in the Mishnah of the Machlokes, what's the din if someone buys a field from his father, and he's makdish it, and then his father dies. What's the din? Does that have a din of a stay mikna? Because he bought the field from his father and was makdish it, so it's a stay mikna. Or does that have a din of a stay achuza? Because afterwards his father died, and he was roi to yashin. So that's called a stay achuza. That's what they have in Machlekes in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, against Rabbi Yehuda and Rosh Shimon. So the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Meir, they're both darshin the pasuk ashaloi mistay achuzasai. It says, "Im istay miknasa shaloi mistay achuzasa." What do I have to say that for? Avad the stay miknasa is not stay achuzasa. Why does the pasuk say shaloi mistay achuzasa? So Rabbi Yehuda of Shimon used the pasuk for this case. Has to be a stay mikna which could never come to him as an achuza. But this case, which could have came to him as an achuza and did come to him potentially as an achuza, even though his father died after he was makdashit, but that's called a stay achuza. It was potentially a stay achuza. It's also called a stay achuza. That's what you learn out from the pasuk. And Rameyah says that no, you learn out from the pasuk the case where he bought it from his father, then his father died, and then he's makdashit. By the time he was makdashit, his father already died. So there's a chiddush that's called a stay achuza, because he originally got it through buying it. So you might think even that's called a stay mikna. But in the case where he bought it and then was makdashit, and then his father died after he was makdashit, that case Shemei holds a staka stay mikna. So Fregd Yav Shach, what's the havamina? Why do you need a pasuk for the case where he bought it and then his father died? Even if you're going to say he's not called the Yerush, because he bought it already, he's not called the Yerush, the Gemara says Shemei holds Kinyan Peiris, is already Kinyan Aguf, it's his already, he's not called the Yerush. So that's why you think it's called the stay mikna, because he's not called the Yerush, you need a pasuk for that. But why? You don't have the svar of Einun Amakdish Dava Shena Shaloi. He's not a Yerush. But once his father died, this field is not going anywhere when it comes Yevil. This field's staying right here. So what do we need a pasuk telling you it's stay achuza? Even if it's not stay achuza. But there's no problem of Einun Amakdish Dava Shena Shaloi. He was makdishit after his father died. By the time he was makdishit, it wasn't going anywhere by Yevil. Elamai, as long as it doesn't have a shame stay achuza, it has a shame of a stay mikna, even without the svar of Einan Amakdish Dava Shena Shaloi, it would still have the din of a stay mikna. That's why you need a pasuk telling you to stay echuza. So again, we're discussing three different cases in Lamaisa of stay mikne where you don't have the sorv ein in a makdish davish ein shalai. The Milchaschina's case was where he bought it for 60 years, where there it doesn't go back for yovel. So the shal is what happens when the first yovel comes? Does it go to the kanim at least till the end of those years? Because you don't have the sorv ein in a makdish davish ein shalai, but on the other hand, it's not a stay echuza. What about according to Rabbi Meir, a makabel matana? If you hold the matana, doesn't go back by yovel. So then you don't have the sorv ein in a makdish davish ein shalai, but it's not a stay echuza. What about the case of a baal that's yerushis ishtei, befan if you hold yerushis baal as derabanan, so the chayr it's not a stay echuza, but you don't have the sorv ein in a makdish davish ein shalai. The minchas chinuch holds in svar, if it's not a stay echuza, would not go to the kanim. Would not have a stay echuza. And if Shach is bringing a raya, one raya is that since the Torah's kainim had to be marba from a pasuk, that a yerushis imai is called the stay echuza, even without the sorv ein in a makdish davish ein shalai, he still wouldn't have a din of a stay echuza, still would have a din of a stay mikna. And the second one is that since the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Meir, that you have to bring a pasuk, in a case where someone bought the field from his father, then the father died, and then he's makdish it, you have to bring a pasuk, and that's called stay echuza, because in svar it wouldn't be called a stay echuza because he got it through mechira, and the yerusha didn't count because he already has it. Even though you don't have the sorv ein in a makdish davish ein shalai, vayistai. See, without the sorv ein in a makdish davish ein shalai, he would have a din of a stay mikna. Now, if Shach is bothered, so why does it say in the Mishnah ein in a makdish davish ein shalai? Why does it say that for? And the Rambam Musa, why does he bring this din? And he says also the time is ein in a makdish davish ein shalai. It's nothing to do with that. Even if it was shalai, there's a din. It's not a stay achuz. It's a stay mikna. So if Shach clears to say, maybe not. Maybe fakir from the Minchas Chinuch. Maybe la'olam, if it was his l'chalutin, if you don't have the problem of any makdish davish ein shalai, you will go to the kahanim. Ais, what about the raya? Then why do you need a pasuk by Yerushas Imai? So he says, maybe that's goof what you learn from the pasuk. That you don't need it to be stay achuza, you just need it to be his l'chalutin. That's what goof you learn from that ribuy. Aye, so why do you need the pasuk telling you that when he buys the field from his father and then his father dies, it's not considered a stay mikna? Rameya needs a pasuk telling it's not considered a stay mikna. So he says, maybe you need the pasuk to tell you this chilek between stay achuz and stay mikna, legabe whether it's chamishim, zerachay, meserim, chamishim shekel kesef, or whether it's b'shavya. Because that avad is not totally in ena makdish davash ena shalai. That's exeris akasuv, stay achuz and stay mikna. But legabe going to the kainim b'yevel, it's not tali in stei achuzim stei mikna, it's tali in the din of einu namakdish davash einu shalai. Now the emes is, the Rishbam and Bava Basra says that. The Gemara and Bava Basra brings down this machlekes that made Rudin and Shimon, and the Rishbam says it's discussing the chilek between Zerichai, Masari, Mechamishim, Shekel, Kesef, or whether it's Peshavya. But Rashi here in Erichin is mefurish that the discussion is whether it goes to the kainim or whether it goes back to the bailim. Rav Shach says he's very novach. He doesn't come out with a klarkeit. But I would maybe think as I. The din is, by stay achuza, the din is it goes to the kanim. It's a matnas kuna. That's the din. That's dafka by stay achuza. By stay mikna, it goes back to the original bailam. That, the Mishnah says, it's al zayin and makdish dav v'shein ishaloi. So what's the din when something's not a stay achuza, but you don't have the problem of ain't a makdish dav v'shein ishaloi? Like a makabel matana, according to Rameh, the matana goes l'chlutin, like a baal that's yerush midir abanan, and now he has it forever. But l'chayr, it's not stay achuza. So Teretz is, it wouldn't go to the kahanim, because it's not a stay achuza, but it wouldn't go back to the bailam either, because he was makdishit, and there's no end in the makdish davish ein shalai. It would stay by hektish. That's what I would say. And male, it's very good why you need the psukim. You need the pasuk, like the case, where somebody buys it and then his father dies, to tell you that it goes to the kahanim, as opposed to staying by hektish. We need the pasuk that Teres kahanim brings if he yashes from his mother, to say that it goes to the kahanim, and it doesn't stay by hektish. Only stay achuza goes to kahanim. Legabi, going to kahanim, do you need the shame stay achuza? Stay mikna, that definitely doesn't go to kahanim. But that it goes back to the original bailam, that you need the sorry of enon amakdish davashay nishalai. With that in the makdish davar shein shalai, it will stay hektish. So the case of 60 years, he's makdish, he sells the field for 60 years, and the keich is makdish it. Avad, it doesn't go to the kanim, it's not a steichuza, but on the other hand, it doesn't go back to the bailim, it stays hektish. Or the makab matana, it's makdish, it stays hektish. That's what I would think, a good pshara in the sugya would be. But then this is achreinim eska faker tekasha also. The Mishnah is saying a svara, avein in a makdish davar shein shalai. That if they have a lekeach that's makdish the field, be'etzim, it can't be kaddish more than yovel, because that's all he has in the field. He only has in the field till yovel. So ein in a makdish davar shein shalai. So the shaila is an ikad din of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, according to Abudin and Reb Shimon, the halacha is, someone buys a field from his father, and then he's makdish it, and then his father dies. So Abudin and Reb Shimon hold, it's a stei achuza, and it goes to the kahanim, b'yovel. Now, he was makdish it before his father died. So at the time that he was makdish it, he only owned it till yovel. So why don't you invite to say in that case, that there should be a sort of ein a makdish dav v'shein eshalai, and when it comes yovel, the hektish should be paka. And then Mimela, he should get it back because he's the Irish now. Because at the time that he was makdishit, he only had it for 50 years. If someone has a chayfetz lizman, and he's makdishit, and then he buys it, and now he has a chayfetz loylam. But at the time that he was makdishit, he was only had the chayfetz lizman. So the chayr, the hektish was only chalam what he owned then, which was lizman. And the makdish dav v'shein eshalai. Now that he bought it, that won't become hektish. He wasn't makdish that. So when it comes, when the zman expires, he should get the chayfetz now. So how could Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say, even if it has it, didn't stay achuza, has a chalai shame, stay achuza. But still, how could Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say that when someone buys a field from his father, he's makdish it, then his father dies, it didn't stay achuza, how could it go to the kahanim, lamaisa, you should have the same problem, v'enu na makdish dav v'shein nishaloi. As I think, there are Sumeich and Ilchus Avadim, and Rabbi Chanan at the end of the fourth paragraph of Babasra, and Rav Shmuel Rozovsky at the end of the fourth paragraph of Gittin. And Gevaldi Geshver Kasha. And that was, if you're putting the two Kashas together, L'chayr, it says like this, a stay mikna, at least the way the Minchas Chinuch was learning, and the Rayas that we brought, even without the Sar of Einan Amakdash Dav Hashem Nishlo, even if it is his L'chalutin, but still, it's not a stay achuza, and Mamela, it won't go to the Ghanim. A stay achuza, even in the case where you have a din of Ein and Amakdish Dav Hashem Nishloim, what's the case? Where he was bought it, was Makdish it and then Mesaviv. The son bought it from his father, was Makdish it and then Mesaviv. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, a marba from the Pasuk, it has it, didn't stay achuza. But Lamaisa, at the time he was Makdish it, he only had it till Yevo. So a stay achuza, even when you have the sort of ein and a makdish dav v'shein eshalai, it does go to the kanim b'yevel. So come this is b'chlal not tali and ein and a makdish dav v'shein eshalai. It's all tali if it has a chalei shem stay mikna or chalei shem stay achuza. So pala, that's vegan achreinim. So the stipler, the kilos Yaakov Simon Zion, says the gavaldig teretz. And with this teretz, I think you could also answer the first kasha. He says like this. He says, be'etzim, if someone buys a field, he says, let's say like this. Let's say you have a case. Someone buys a field, b'shas yevil is nayig, and before the next yevil came around, the Saras Hashvatim went into Golis, and there's no more yevil. Yevil stopped. So Vadi Lekech ends up keeping the field. You don't say he only bought the field for 50 years. If he bought the field when yevil was nayig, and then, before Yevil came, the halacha became that Yevil is not Nayig anymore, you need Kol Yisrael Aleh, and there's no such thing as Yevil. So the Lekeach gets to keep it. You don't say you only bought it for 50 years. If there's a din of Yevil, that makes it a Kenyanless man. But if before Yevil came around, there was Ice Yevil, so then it's not called a Kenyanless man, Avadil will get to keep it. That's what the Stipel in Amazon. So Zag the Stipel Eibazai. If this has a din, stay achuza. If it has a chalei shame, stay achuza. Now the halacha is that once you makdish it, that's the end of yevil. There's no yevil anymore. By stay achuza, yevil goes to the kanim. It doesn't go back to the original owner. So come this, you can't ask a kasha ain't an a makdish dav v'shein eshalai. If the Torah tells you that once you makdish it, there is no din yovel, so good, say ein shalai. The ein shalai is alts mikayach the din yovel. Without the din yovel, there'll be shalai. So if when you makdish it, that's mafkir the din yovel, so male is no problem with any of the makdish davish ein shalai, that's mamish called shalai. So fact is type loiba zai, so what's the pshat in the Mishnah that says that when you makdish the same mikna, the problem is ain't in a makdish dove shayna shalai. That's not necessarily true. That's only nachdem that the Torah says that even after you makdish the same mikna, if there is still a din chazar is yevul abalim yishenim, then there's a din of ain't in a makdish dove shayna shalai. But you need that first. You need first there should be din chazara there should be a din chazar is yevul even after the hekdish. And then you have the din of ein makdish davar shein shalai. But once you have the din chazar is yevul, why do you need the din of ein makdish davar shein shalai? Stam! The Torah says it's chayz to be yevul to the baal mishainim. It's time for saying like this. You have a kasha, the son that went, bought a field from his father and was makdish it. And the Gemara says it has a din of stei achuzav, akach meis aviv. That even though it has a din stay achuza, but how could it be go to the kahanim ain't in a makdish davar shein shalai b'shas the hektish? It only was his man. The Torah says no. Since the Torah said it was a stay achuza, is a b'zay the Torah is mafkir the din yevil, and if the Torah is mafkir the din yevil, some el is not a kinyanless man. And so what's the pshat then by stay mikna? You'll have to say because the Torah wasn't mafkir the din yevil. The Torah said that even though the kaina is makdishit, there's still a din yevul to go back to the baal mishainim. Good. So once you anyway still need the din yevul, so then lemainaf gemina in a makdish davar shein shalai. Typically, stami have a din yevul. So zaklus type lazai. The emes is you look in Taisus here. Taisus here is clearing a shaila alocha lemaisa. When you have a stay mikna, the pasuk says clearly that when someone's paid it, whoever's paid it can keep it until Yevil, and after Yevil it goes back to the original Bailim, Lasher Kanom Itai Lashalei Achuzas Aretz. But the pasuk doesn't say clearly what happens if no one's paid it. What happens if no one's paid it? Someone's Makdish is Stei Mikna and no one's paid it. So Taisus wasn't sure, and Taisus brings a Rashi in Chumash that says that even if no one's paid it, the halacha is that it goes back to the original Baal. And the emphasis, as I state in the Rambam is mefurish, bein sheniftis miyana gizbar, bein sheloi niftis, yoytsi vat hektish, aveza chazeris lomaychav, eni yoytsis lakanim. And the disciple, another achrayinim point out that it's a Yerushalmi. It's really Yerushalmi in the beginning of the third Pek of Kedushin. It's brought in Taiz Gidin daf memam aveiz. It's also brought in the Ran and Adarim daf chavtes. That says, Metzinu hekdish yaitzu b'lei pidyon by stei mikna. So it's clearly b'lei pidyon. If someone was paid it, that's with a pidyon. So that seems to be the halacha. Now, Frank the Stifler, what exactly was Taisus's clear? Why would Taisus think that if no one was paid it, the din should be different, and then it doesn't go back to the Balaam? So Zach the Stifler, it's very similar to what we said early in the shiur about Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says, if someone was paid to the field, if someone was paid to the stei achuza, then the kanim get it for free. But if no one's paid to the stei achuza, then the kanim have to be paid it, then the kanim have to pay for it. What's the svara? So he explained that the pshan is that avanda belongs to the kanim. But there's a din of ein hektish yitzibul opinion. That's the lashon of Rambam, and we said it's from the Torah's kainim. That means even though the mumminess it goes to the kanim, it's a matnes kuna. But still, there's nothing we could do. There's no way they can mafkir the isser without pidyon. And pidyon has to be b'shavyon. There was a shayla, is a shavyon? Zerachayim esarim mechamishim shekel kesef. Is a shavyon the real shavyon? That was a shayla. Rashi says, Zerachayim esarim chishek kesef. The Rambam says the real shavyos. But al kaponim, you need pidyon. So if some was paid it before, that's the pidyon. That was the chalais pidyon. That's mafkir the isser. If no one was paid it, hektish can't go out without pidyon. So Zach the Stipler, that was Taisus clay here also, that maybe by stay mikna is also that way. By stay mikna, the pasuk says that if anyone's paid it, so then it goes back to the Bailam. But maybe if no one's paid it, even though the mumminess should go back to the Bailam, because the gabi the mumminess going back to the original Bailam, what should be the chilik between if someone happens to be paid it or not? no real good svar lechalik, but the chilik is pashit. When someone's paid it, so they were mefkia the iser. When no one's paid it, so no one was mefkia the iser. So even if technically the mamana should go back to the bailam, but there's no afkos iser. There's no afkos iser, so merely it'd have to be paid it. So I have a zayfek this type of, why is it takacholik? How come by stay achuza, the din is that the kanim have to be paid it, even though it's theirs? It's a din matnes kuna. But they have to be paid it because they enact the shaitzibli opinion. Mashayin came by stay mikna. It goes back to the Baal without any pidyon. It goes back to him for free. What happened to Nineveh Nekdash Eitzelblei pidyon? And here the Yishalmi says, here the Kuli Alma could be Eitzelblei pidyon. But why? How is it different than Stei Achuzah? Does up the Mishnah because Einan HaMakdash Davash Einan Shalai. That's what the Mishnah is saying. I find that all has to start from a Din Chazaris Yevil. Because if it wouldn't be for a Din Chazaris Yevil, I find that the Halacha would be that there's no Din of Einan HaMakdash Davash Einan Shalai. Because it's Shalai, he bought it. It's only Eina Shalai because of Chazaris Yevil. If you're going to say that Nachta Hektish there won't be Din Chazaris Yevil, that means it was Shalai B'Shas Meisa. Just like if Yevil be in his battle, it's Shalai. But even after there be a Din of Chazaris Yevil, but still, how is the Hektish Nifka? Fine, the Mammon is gone. But how is the Hektish Nifka? Chazaris Yevil's on the Mammon. Chazaris Yevil, why should that be different than Matnes Kuna? Matnes Kuna, it goes to the Kanim, but they still enact the Shaitzibli Pidyon. So Chazaris Yevil goes to the Baal Mishainim. Why don't you say enact the Shaitzibli Pidyon? The Teretz says it never was Hekdish. Enter the Makdish Davashen and Shaloi. You can't be Makdish the field, the Chalutin, if you didn't have it. So it's not Hekdish, it's been Yaitzibli Pidyon. It wasn't yours to be Makdish in Gansen. That's why it goes back to the Baalim. So it all has to start from whether there's a Din Chazaris Yevil. By Stei Achuza, where there's no Din Chazaris Yevil, there can't be a Din of Einan HaMakdash Davash Einan Shalai. So that's why even the case where the son buys it, and he's Makdash, and then the father died, there's no problem of Einan HaMakdash Davash Einan Shalai, since there's no Din of Chazaris Yevil, it's not called Einan Shalai. Mashengen is Stei Mikna. There is a Din Chazaris Yevil. So Mela, Als Chazaris Yevil, it goes back to the original Baal. So why does the Mishnah need a Din of Einan HaMakdash Davash Einan Shalai? Because even after the Mamonis goes back to the Baalim, what's Mefkiah the Isser? Einan HaMakdash Davash Einan Shalai is to teach you that there is no Isser, you don't need to Mefkiah the Isser because it can't become Hektish Einan HaMakdash Davash Einan Shalai. Nachdem that there's a Din Chazaris Yevil, come to Isser Einan Shalai, and the Mele, you don't need anything Mefkiah the Isser. He never had the Mamonis in the first place. So I would say, Lefi Zeh, the disciple doesn't say this, but any time when it's a stay mikna, but you don't have the problem of Einan HaMakdash Davash Einan Shalai, like a matana, according to Rav Meir, the matana is not chayza b'yevil, or like Yerusha Sabal, if you hold Yerusha Sabal, the Rabban and Bezunda, it's not chayza b'yevil the Rambam holds, because Chacham, as a chizuk d'vrayim, but it's not a stay achuza. Some hold if someone's mafkir field and someone's eichah from hefkir, he doesn't go back be evil. Any case like that where someone happens to have a field that's not going to go back be evil, but it's not a stei achuzah. So the pshat's like this. It's not a stei achuzah. It won't go to the kahanim. It won't be a din of zerichai meser mechamishim shekel kesef. Maybe even etzim it should go back to him be evil. Maybe the moment it should go back to the bailam be evil. But the pshat is, hey, yes, you know, if the story of Einan HaMakdash Davash Einan Shalai, there'll be a din of Ein Hektish Eitzibli Pidyon. So, man, you need a pasuk telling you, like the case we said before, if someone yarshins from his mother, it's called a stei achuzah. Or you need a case telling you, you need a pasuk telling you, according to Rav Meir, that when someone buys from his father and then his father dies, that's din of stei achuzah. That's to tell you, goes to the kahanim. Even though you don't have the story of Einan HaMakdash Davash Einan Shalai, but how would you know that it goes to the Kahanim? Where did the Kahanim come in? That you need to stay Achuza. If not for the Pasuk, it wouldn't go to the Kahanim. But the Pshat is, even if you would say without the Pasuk, it would go back to the Baalim B'Yevil, which I don't think that's Mukhrich, but it still wouldn't work, because you have nothing being Mefkiah the Hektish. So Mela would have had to then automatically buy the Hektish until the Baalim appointed it, because since you don't have the story of Einan HaMakdash Davash Einan Shalai, so then you'll have the sort of Hektish Leparka Bechdi. It's not a stay achuzah, but he wouldn't get it back be able, partially because Hektish Leparka Bechdi. That's why I need the sort of Einan HaMakdash Davash Einan Shalai. That's what I would say according to the Stipler's Mahalach. And now one more inyan. The Mishnah also says here, Dafcha Vavim Beis, a Kahanim Valavim, Makdishim la'olam v'goyelim la'olam. Bein lefnei yevil, bein l'achay yevil. That the din is kahanim and levim could always be goyel. The Gemara talks about, on the Afchav Zayim, what is makdishim, but they could always be goyel. There's no din by someone who's makdish estei achuza. He could only be goyel till yevil, and when it comes yevil, it goes to the kahanim. Mashegin, the kahanim and levim, they could be goyel forever. Even after yevil, like it says, gulas olam tiel l'levim. So I saw in the Likud de'alachis of the Chavetz Chaim in the Zevach Teida, he says that the Rash and the Ravid in the Tcharis Kainu are mesupik. What's the din? If the Kain is not gailit, could the Gizba sell it? And when the Gizba sells it, what's the din when it comes Yevil? Because there, in the Tcharis Kainu, on Bahar, it's actually Bun and Rashi there, on the Pasuk of Stei Migra Shereim Lo Yimacher, that it says that the stay migra shereim lo yimacha, the sadis can't be sold. So Rashi brings down, it's in the Tayyus Kainim, it means the Gizbar can't sell it. That means if they're makdish, the field, the Gizbar can't sell it, mecha Gizbar. So the Rash and the Ravid there, Claire, does it mean that the Gizbar can't sell it at all? That's one pshat. The Gizbar can't sell it at all. There's no din mechira. Only the Kanam Levim could be Goyal, and the Gizba can't do anything with it. Or does it mean that he can't sell it a Mechiris Olam? If he sells it, then it'll go back to the original Kain and Levi when it comes Yevil. So the Chavetz Chaim points out that the Tesefta here is Mefurish, that if the Gizba sells it, it goes back to the Kanam Levim be Yevil. So you see that the law is like this. If nobody's paid to the field, it stays hektish forever and ever. And the Kain and Levi could always be paid it. But if someone wants to be paid to the field, Avadi could be paid it. Anyone else could be paid it. But he can't have the field ma'olam. It's like anyone being paid to any field from hektish, he only gets it to Yevil. And then what happens when it becomes Yevil? It goes back to the original owner. They say it's the original Kain and Levi that was makdish it. Now the Chavetz Chaim also makes a point that he says that this is not a din in the person, in the gavra, the kayin, and the levi. This is really a din in the sada. It's a gemara later in Aflamid Gimel. Let's say a kayin or a levi only has daughters, and his daughter yashins him. And then his daughter dies, and her son, who's a Yisrael, yashins her. So now it comes out that Yisrael has a field in the Bate Arya Leviim. So the gemara says later that he would have the same din as a Kayin and a Levi. Since he got the field from a Kayin and a Levi, this field is in the Ari Halavim, it's in the Achuzas Halavim. There's no din Yevil by Hektish. If he's Makdish it, he can be Goyal Olam. And like we said, if the Gizba sells it, it will go back to him B'Yevil. But it wouldn't go to the Kanan B'Yevil. Conversely, if let's say you have a Yisrael that has a field, a regular field, the steach chuzah that Yisrael has, from whatever shevet he is, and he dies without sons, his daughter yashins him, and his daughter marries a kayin or a levi, and now this kayin and levi yashin that field, which is not in the achuzah salavim, it's in the achuzah Yisrael. So then it would have the same din as an achuzah Yisrael, and if he's makdashit, he can only be paid till yevil, and then when it comes yevil, will go out and become a steach kehanim. And he says it's a mizbar there at the end of the Masechta and the Tesefta and the Rambam in Hilchos Shmita V'Yevil. Now, Ad Kedei Kach, the Achreinim asks for a kasha. The Gemara early on the Avgimel Medbeis here in Erichin, and it's in other places, wants to say that we need a brisa telling you that Kahanim have a din t'ki a shefer, because it could be they don't have a din t'ki a shefer by Yevil. And why don't they have a din t'ki a shefer by Yevil? Since they don't have the din Yevil in regard to the din of Stei Achuza, so you would think that Ibazai, they wouldn't have the din Tkiya Shefer by Yevil, and maybe they'd be part of Tkiya Shefer and Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Gemara says early in Daf Gimel. So the Brisker Rav over there already asks his kasha, and it's really before him, the Turi Evin in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says it's similarly in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chavtes, that's not a din in Kayin and Levi. That's a din in the field. Be'emison, even a Yisrael could have a case where he wouldn't have the din of Shmit Den Yevil, a din of Yevil al Kopanim, by Stei Achuz, if Yisrael happens to own a field in Abad Ar Leviim, that a Yarshin, Me'avi, Imai, Kayin, or Levi, he'd also have that din. So why is the Gemara saying that Kahanim don't have this din? Yisraelim also don't have this din. And the Kahanim also could have the din by Estei Achuza if they Yarshin Estei Achuza be Yisrael from their Avi'ima Yisrael. So the Turiyevin in Rosh Hashanah, he clears another Shaila. We're talking about Kahanim and Levim with their Yerusha, with the Arei HaLevim. What about the Kahanim in the Matnas Kuna they get? It says the Cherim goes to the Kahanim. That's the din of Cherim. And also what we have here, let's say someone else is Makdish Estei Achuza, and that field ends up being Mishalok LeKahanim. Do they have the din also that their Makdishim Olam Goyim Olam? Do they have the din of Goyim Olam also? Or in such a field, since it's originally from Achuzis Yisrael, so then the din would be is it only could be Goyel to Yevil, and when it comes Yevil, it will again be Nischalik to the Kahanim. So he says that Stei Chayim is actually a Mefurish Gemara in Daf Lamed Gimel, that Stei Chayim would have a din of Yisrael b'chai Gavna. But Stei Achuza, which is Nischalik to Kahanim, he's not 100% sure. He held in Svar it should be like Stei Chayim. And it would be bound by the dinim of Yevil. But it clears maybe not. Maybe a stei achuza and a schal kahanim would now have the same maila as a field which was originally in the Batei Ari HaLevim, and you'd be able to be goyel olam. And he says, that would explain the Gemara a little bit. Because the Gemara says that you need kahanim et shtrichalei. It says that kahanim levim in Israel ma'ol chayiv et kiyah shayfa, kahanim et shtrichalei. L'chaira, if the havmin of that kahanim would be pater from shayfer is, because they're pater from shayfer by yevil, and the havmin of the pater from shayfer by yevil is, because they don't have the din of stei achuza being, that you can only be goyel till yevil, that's not only by kahanim, that's by levim also. So it should have said kahanim v'levim et shtrichalei. It's not only kahanim, it's kahanim and levim. But if you're going to say, as far as the Batei Ari HaLevim, that's Bechlal not only Kahanim and Levim, that's a din in the Sada. That's by Yisrael, and also if they happen to own the Sada, they're a Yerush, Mi'avi'im, Kayin, or Levi. They also wouldn't have a din Yevil, so it's nothing to do Kahanim and Levim. That's a din in the Sada. But Kahanim have an extra din, that the Stei Achuza that they get, it's really a Stei Achuza of Yisrael, but they got it al Yedei the din, that it was Makdish Estei Achuza, it was Nischalik LeKahanim. And on that din, there's Afgar from Yevil, so that's not a din in the Sada, so maybe that's only a din in Kahanim. So that would explain very good why it says Kahanim Mitzrichalei, because Levim don't have that din B'chol. And the ordinary din, Mitzad Ariya Levim, that's not a din in the Gavra B'chol, that's a din in the Sada. But he's not sure if the din is correct. Maybe, as long as the Sada was a stay Yisrael, a stay Achuz of Yisrael, and the Kahanim got it through the din of Makdish stay Achuz and Abiyevos and Schalakul Kahanim, maybe in that case, the Kahanim won't have the extra privilege in that, and if a Kahin is Makdish this Sada, which he got from that it was in Schalakul Kahanim, he only could be Goyal till Yevil, and it will be Nischalak again to the Kahanim when it comes Yevil. But the emes is that, and I saw this in the Ma'aseh Chesh, if it merely makes another Cheshim, but I'm just going to bring out this Nakuda, the Gemara early in Daf Chavavim and Aleph is Kamat Klor, that when a Kohen gets the field, Al Yedei, that the Stei Achuza was Nischalak Kahanim, it does not have the Maila that it's Goyel La'olam, he could only be Goyel Til Yevil, and then it will be Nischalak Kahanim. Because the Gemara here in Chavavim and Aleph is talking about, why does the Pasuk say, Vishnasa Yevil, Yashiv Asoda Lasher Kano Meitai, Lashalei Achuzas Arts? Why does it say both? And the Gemara says, because if it would only say Lashalei Achuzas Arts, so you would think if a Kayin gets a field, a Stei Achuzah that someone was Makdish and was Nischalik to a Kayin, so a Kayin got that field, and the Kayin sold it, and the Lekeach was Makdish it, you would think it goes back to the original Balaam, he's the Lashalei Achuzas Arts. That's why it says, Lasher Kano Meitai, that it goes back to the Kayin that had the field, because that's who the Lekeach bought it from. And it doesn't go back to the original Balaam. So the Gemara asks, why do you need that Pasuk? Typically, the Gemara dashed that same din from the Pasuk of Lo Yigal Oid. And Lo Yigal Asasadiv and Machasasad Lishachal Lo Yigal Oid, that says that once the Sadeh ends up by the Kahanim, the Balaam don't get it back. So why do you need two Psukim to say essentially the same thing? The Pasuk of Lo Yigal Oy tells you that when someone's makdish the Echuzah and it ends up by the Kahanim, and now the Kain is makdish it, that it doesn't go back to the Balaam. And the Pasuk, La'asher kono me'itai, as opposed to just saying La'shalei Echuzah's Aretz, is also telling you that when a Kain gets his the Echuzah and he sells it to a Lekech, and a Lekech is makdish it, that it goes back to the Kain rather than to the original Balaam. So the Gemara makes a Tzrichasa. If it would only say Lo Yigal, that would be talking about a case where the Kain was makdish it and no one bought it. So then we'd have a Havimina that in Yovel, it would go back to the original Balaam, Kamashmona goes back to the Kain, and the Pasuk La'asher kono me'itai is talking about not when the Kain was makdish it, but when the Kain sold it and Lekech was makdish it. So there we'd have a Havimina that it goes back to the original Balaam. But you need both Psukim, why? So the Gemara says, if it would only say, Lo Yigal Oy, that's because there is no Chazar in that case. So that's why it doesn't go back to the original Balaam, because there is no Chazar in that case. Mashenkin in the case where the Kain sold it and Lekech was makdish it, so it has to be Chazar anyway to someone, so you would think it's not Chazar to the Kain, it's Chazar to the original Balaam. So the Gemara says clearly that in the case where the Kain himself was makdish it, there is no Chazar in that case. And that's why we know it won't be Chazar to the original Balaam, because it's not Chazar at all. Mashenkin, when the Lekech sold it, when the Kain sold and Lekech was makdish it, so it has to be Chazar to someone, you would think it's not Chazar to the Kain, it's Chazar to the original Balaam. But in the case where the Kain was makdish it, the Gemara says there is no Chazar in that case. And Rashi explains that it's in Schalak L'Kahanim. So the Gemara is Mefurish, Al Kapanim, the way Rashi's learning, that when a Kain gets a field, a stay achuzah that someone's makdish it, and it's a schalak l'kahanim b'yevil, and the Kain gets that field, and the Kain's makdish it, and now it comes the next yevil, there is no chazara. And Rashi explains that now it's a schalak l'kahanim. So Eibazai state Mefurish in the Gemara, that this din, that the Kain is Goyal Olam, is dafka the field in the stay achanim, but a field that's a schalak l'kahanim, there is no din the Kain is Goyal Olam, b'yevil, it's again the schalak l'kahanim. So kumdai is just a chazan alocha l'maisa. By a stay achuza, if someone's makdish a stay achuza, when it comes yevil, if no one was paid it, or if he and his son weren't paid it, even if someone was paid it, it's a schalak to kahanim. If a kain or a levi is makdish a stada, which comes from the achuza salvi and the stay migrash areyim, there's no din of yevil b'chagavna, it's nigal la'olam. And from the Torah's kainim, Befrat, the way that the Sefta is Masberit, if let's say somebody is Gaelit, not the Kayan or Levi, but someone else is Gaelit, he can only keep it till Yevil. And then when it comes Yevil, it will go back to the original Kayan and Levi who was Makdashit. And this din is not a din necessarily in the Kayan and Levi, the Gavra. It's a din in the Sada. The Sada of the Migra Shireim, the Sada that was in the Achuz of the Levian. Even if the one who owns that Sada happens to be a Yisrael, the Yashnit Me'avi'imai Kayin and Levi, would have the same din. And even if a Kayin or a Levi would have a field in a Stei Achuza of Yisrael, which he Yashnit Me'avi'imai Yisrael, it would have the same din of Stei Achuza Yisrael, even though he's a Kayin and a Levi, he could only be Goyal to Yevil, and by Yevil it would go to the Kahanim. And a field that was originally in the Stei Achuza of Yisrael, and a Kayin got it through the din of Cherme Kehanim. The Advaita the Kayin wouldn't have an advantage in that field. He could only be Goyle to Yevil, and it goes to the Kehanim. Now, the Tureb declares that maybe if he got it through the din of Stei Achuza, that was in Schalak to Kehanim, maybe he'd have a din that he could be Goyle to Olam. But L'chayr, the Gemara earlier, Chavavim and Aleph is Mefurish, that when the Kayin gets a field, that was in Schalak to Kehanim, and his makdash et vaita would be like a sedei Yisrael, because it originally was a sedei Yisrael. He could be goyel until yevil, but after yevil, it would again be neschalak l'kahanim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.